It's Thursday, the 5th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Political analyst advocate Queen Kasirwa says the Namibia economic freedom fighters were robbed of valuable campaign time. Her comments follow the party's legal victory against the Electoral Commission of Namibia, which had cancelled its registration in June.
I do think it's quite unfair that in terms of your campaign timing as well, it's shortened. They've been rather robbed of your campaigning time, one. And then number two, it's also just, you know, reaction from society in itself. You know, they've possibly lost most of their numbers, and it will be very difficult and very unfair for them to regain their numbers back now, given the deregistration. And of course, I do think there are certain people, certain individuals who've opted to not be with them or not vote for them because of the mere deregistration process.
The CEO of the National Commission on Research, Science and Technology, Professor Anisha Peters, spoke at the Global African Green Hydrogen Summit about climate technology innovations, increasing the scalability and uptake of clean hydrogen solutions with a focus on artificial intelligence.
Within the green hydrogen conversation, not only here in Namibia or elsewhere in Africa, but also globally, is that AI and other digital enablers are always left out of the conversation. And in fact, we internationally as computer scientists have done a call and said, but we need to get on board because it's so much is affecting us. Even just the cost of AI today is extremely energy intensive. Now, coming to an energy insecure region such as in Southern Africa, and then also even Namibia that has a drought, today everything is centering around that cost and then the energy intensity.
South Africa's current account deficit narrowed more than expected in the second quarter as the rand price of exported goods and services increased more than that of the imports gap on the current account. The South African Reserve Bank on Thursday said that the broadest measure of trade in goods and services shrank to 0.9% of GDP or 64.6 billion rand, down from a revised 1.5% of GDP in the previous quarter. Burkina Faso has taken steps in its quest to wean itself from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS. According to Nabil Ahmed Rufai, the military government in Burkina Faso has started issuing new passports which do not have the logo of ECOWAS on its cover, as is the case with the old passports. And at least 21 people are missing after a migrant shipwreck off the coast of the Italian island of Lampedusa. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 7 people from the boat, with survivors saying it set off from Libya with 28 on board in total.
The Italian Coast Guard carried out the rescue operation about 10 nautical miles to the southwest of Lampedusa, which sits between the coast of northern Africa and Sicily. All 7 of the survivors who were plucked from the boat, which had taken on a lot of water, were male and Syrian nationals. UN officials have put out some haunting testimony from the survivors on social media, saying, quote, the boat capsized repeatedly, leaving people clinging to the side as their family members drowned around them. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.